Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, August 12th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about massive job cuts in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.ndebele.com.
Thanks for joining us once again. Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about job losses in Zimbabwe.
The state-controlled ZBC, or Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, today fired close to 300 workers, including journalists, and also shut down its Gweru offices. The Zimbabwe Newspapers Group has already fired hundreds of workers.
Newsday and Daily News have also fired dozens of employees in the past few days.
About 20,000 workers have been sent home following a Supreme Court ruling allowing employers to sack workers by only giving them a three-month notice.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 001-202-465-0318, or post messages on Twitter, Facebook, or email at studio7news@voanews.com.
Yebo kambe mahlabezulu lingalithola njani lapha likhona thina ngapha lojonga sibona ngazani siyaphila mfowethu kunjalo.
Andrew Mpenyo.
Ehe.
Asi, andizuyanyo simba kana mamwe achirasikirwa nemabasa.
Kunzima mfowethu ulahlekelwa umsebenzi yazi into ebuhlungu kakhulu. Uyakwazi ukuthi abantwana bavengasela ukudla la ungasenelisa ukuthi usigcine. So ke sizwile khona ngale ZBC sebekhipha abantu 300. Abantu abaningi kakhulu inxaso buya lezi papers lakho 280 kumbe some kunapho ke. Kuzobuya ke abantu abaningi 20,000 sebelahlekelwe yimsebenzi. Lokulandela isinqumo esathathwa yi Supreme Court eyathi umqhaji ulakho ukuthi aqoje isebenzi. Abe sesinika kuphela i 3 months ukuthi hayi indoda kumbe mama Japan's. So ngani kuzima kakhulu abamfowethu.
Ndizozo ingwe yakawa magips structures kuti munyika manga mwene vanhu vagara vasina mabasa nechekare. Tinonzwa kuti kubva pakapiwa mutongo we Supreme Court vanhu vanodarika 20,000 varasikirwa nemabasa. Nasi tanzwa kuti ZBC ya pawo zviziviso zvekuti vamiswe mabasa vashandi vanoda kusvika kuma 300. Mapepa nawo mamwe akaitawo se Daily News, Zim Papers vakamisawo vashandi vanosanganisira vatori venawo mabasa. Nyaya yapo ndeyekuti vana veZimbabwe vachawana kupi nhau kana mapepa nepfenyuro vanotarisirwa kunge vachipa nhau idzi kumhuri yeZimbabwe. Variwe vari kutomisa vashandi basa. Ndonyaya tiri kuti kurukure Gibbs.
Joining us tonight to discuss this issue is Mr. Foster Tongozi, who is the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Union of Journalists. Mr. Tongozi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's not a good evening. I'm surprised you think it's a good evening.
Not at all. So it's a very sad evening, actually.
Right.
Yes. So tell us what is going on in the media circles, you know?
Yeah, there is absolute chaos. There is pandemonium. There is a senselessness, particularly when you consider that a lot of Zimbabweans, and I'm speaking on behalf of journalists and media workers, are left stranded with no jobs, essentially, that essentially affect their livelihoods. And given the kind of economic environment, one wonders what then needs to be done or what is the way forward.
Asi se sanganu re vatorwe nhau kana kuti rinomirira nyaya dzekufambiswa kwenhau mune zvamakamboedzawo ri kuita kuti vashandi vange vachichengetedzwawo mumabasa tinonzwana ZCTV nemamwe masangano vari kurwisawo zvikuru.
Aiwa, zvatiri kuona ndezvekutizvo is now class 5 yokuti avo vane mari kana kuti vanoshandirwa vashandirwi ndo vakugadzirisa mangwana yavo vasina nehanya yokuti vashandi voitwa sei. Tinove chinhu chinoshamisa kana chinohlisa chaizvo, zvikurusisa kana takatarisa kuti isusu kubva kana gore makore hondo chaizvo zvaingonzi workers and peasants, zvichireva kuti varimi vekumamisha nevashandi ndo vaifanirwa kupindira pakurwisa muvengi pakuunza rusununguko rwenyika.
Ye masuka kene kuno kuchoni baba tongozi ngoba kukanya ngazani sibili kuyababa lokho
kuyababa sibili kodwa into engiyinanzelelayo ngeyokuthi yona izisebenzi njengezisebenzi kuningi ongenzakala njengoba libone abanye betshengisela kodwa ukutshengisela ambone ukuthi kungaletha inguquko ekhona. Abanye bathi bona hhayi njengoba sesikhangelane lokuguquka singathi kwe-industry yokuqhutshwa kwembiko njalo sesikhangelane labo-digitalization, so kumele kubonwe kumbe kuhlolwe ukuthi intatheli zindaba lezi zingangena njani kumbe ziphatheke njani kuhlelo lwe-digitalization lolo olukhangelelwe ukuthi lulethe amathuba okuqhatshwa kwezisebenzi kakhulu ezibona ngokuqhutshwa kwembiko kuhlelo kumbe kuhlangothi lwama-TV. Ngoba nxa sikhangelane le-digitalization program kuzaphuma ngathi imisakazo eminingi phose mbe elishumi lambili eyokuthi abantu baqhube mbe bahambise imbiko. Ngakho-ke sokukhangelane lathi ukuthi sibone ukuthi singakhuthaza njani ukuthi intatheli zindaba zifunde kakutsha imisebenzi yokuthi ziqhube imbiko kodwa zikhangelane lokusakaza ikakhulu ku-TV nakuradio. Njengoba lihlazi ngaphambi kohlelo le-digitalization kuzaphuma phose ama-television station amaninganyana nama-radio station.
Kodwa
singazi ukuthi ngaphansi kohlelo lokunikwa incwadi zokuthi abantu baqhube lolo hlelo olokusakaza kwabe sokuzakhangelwa sibone ukuthi abayebezanikwa lezo ncwadi mbe imvumo yokuthi basakaze bangakwenelisa na.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke, ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So what Mr. Tongozi was saying is that you know there's this digitalization process that is actually going on. He says most probably journalists can benefit out of it and they should find ways maybe for them to benefit, but he says the big question is licensing in Zimbabwe is a big challenge issue. Yes. So now we are joined by two other guests, and the second one is Mr. Washington Metlo Makulu. He's an independent political and economic commentator, and also Mr. James Maridade, who is a member of parliament and former ZBC employee. So we'll start with you, Mr. Metlo Makulu, first. Go for him.
Mr. Metlo Makulu, looking at the current economic situation and where the future is headed, what's your take on these continued layoffs?
Well, the layoffs that we have witnessed in the past 2 to 3 weeks are an indication of the economic situation, the economic crisis that we find ourselves in. And what has now happened is that workers have become collateral damage in the process. And you must also understand that employers are not simply firing workers willy-nilly, but a response to what is happening within private enterprise. If you notice that since the beginning of the year, we have had a number of companies that have been placed under judicial management. And one of the major costs that sticks out is that the cost of labor. And we foresee that we will see additional layoffs in the coming weeks. until that that loophole is closed through the amended Labour Act that the government is trying to pass through Parliament.
Mm-hmm. So now let's go to you, Mr. Maradade. Welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Maradade?
Yes, I can hear you.
Right. What is your take on what is going on? You know, ZBC, Zim Papers, you know, all over the show. People are being just fired, you know?
Yeah, but look, this is how the economy is performing. Mm. You cannot look at people's inside in isolation of what is happening in the greater economy. I think we must have a global picture of what is happening in the economy. Mm. The economy is stagnated. It is not performing. It has taken a tailspin, and this is the result of what is happening in the economy. We have the fact that the labor laws allow this to be done the way it is being done. Mm. Is neither here nor there. The fact of the matter is that companies are choking because they are not able to pay salaries. So because of the economic condition, the state of the economy. So, I mean, and that's why the company will lay off people. I mean, this is what was said ever since 1999, that ZANU-PF is not capable of running this economy. Mm-hmm. They must just simply do the right thing. They must just resign and allow people that are able to run the economy, run the economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think Mr. Matlumakulu and Mr. Maradade are saying almost the same thing, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes,
they're saying it's because of the economy, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's the global picture.
That's true.
Yes, so I think we've got a caller, right?
Yes, we have Mukoma General E. Magadi. Dagasimba, Trukurukura never room shoot, the general.
General Lagasimiri.
I want this also. General T, but Sreti Kurukura Nyairum Dariro, Nyairu Chema, Neruzinjuru, Nika, Nika Garange, Nevano, Ains, Waifura, 80%, Vangawachi, Zitrama, Basema Oko. Tinopam Soro Paiwa, Trungo, Kadmeshon, Natuchet, Vanodarika, Zuru, Makumaviri, Varaskiro, and Mabasa, more than 20,000. Munoti.
Dinotenda Mukuma Junga. Maonera and Dinota in Pana, we are going to say you. And that would be Van Vazi, Remember, if you think America, Munita, you remember, you have been up as you got Kari Kari. Zinoratidza kuti magariro ayaita muhurumende yechitungamirira nyika zvinopa pachena kuti hapana pundiso ingawanikwa nemunhu wese muZimbabwe kana vachipromisa vanhu mabasa 2 million jobs pamusoro pezvo vanhu votanga kudzinga mabasa zvinotaridza kukundikana kwehurumende kukundikana kutungamirira nyika kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane vanhu vaende mumabasa vatange kusenza vasenzere mhuri dzavo. Saka ini maonero andinoita ndeyekuti dai zvaikwanisika dai mitemo isingatorwi ichiiswa muhomwe zvaya zvakanaka kuti vashandi vange vachiratidzira nyimiko yavo kuhurumende kuratidza kuti zviri kuitwa nehurumende kana kuti mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika haana kumira zvakanaka. Saka inini maonero andinoitawo ndaive ndine tarisiro yekuti dai vanopikisana neutongi hwehurumende iripo vaitaura nezvi rimwe chete vakabatana voratidza kuti varipo nekutungamirira kuti vanhu vese vabatani vachitaura nezvi rimwe chete kuti zviri kuitika munyika hazvina kwatiri kuenda nehurumende iripo iyoyi. Saka ndo maonero andinoita iyi ndaive netarisiro yekuti dai zvagadziriswa nemunhu wese zvake pane maonero akafanana neiwayaya.
Saka zvama muchitaura mukoma tazvinzwa, asi imi muri mushandi here? Zvii zvamuri kuitawo semushandi kana muchiri pamabasa kukurudziranawo nevamwe vari kurasikirwa nemabasa ivavo?
Ndinewo ndanga ndiri mushandiwo ndakatorasikirwawo nebasa. Saka takangofanana takawanda takarasikirwa nemabasa iwayo. Saka izvozvii kuti ukwanise kuti urarame nemamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika ino iye zvino kurarama kwacho kuri kutonetsa kuti ukwanise kuwana rimwe basa zvakatooma hakuna kwaunoriwana. Saka tarisiro yedu yanga iri pakuti hurumende zvayakanga yatiwo yazvipinda pachigaro muna 2013 maelection ngaichiita zvayakazvipinda pachigaro kwacho ndo mari zvavo dzatiri kuona iwayaya.
Thank you so much mukoma maita basa. Mukoma general he's saying that taurai tinzwe mukoma.
Ndinotenda zvizhinji mukoma jonga ndaive neshungu chaizvo kuti ndipindewo pasidio sezvandaisiyo ndinodaira kuti mucharambawo muchindidaizawo ndikupindawo ndikucontributawo zvinofanirwa kuti dai zvagadzirisika munyika yedu semararamiro atiri kuita akaoma kudai.
Aiwa, maita basa mukoma, muri dunhu ripi kana makasununga yanyu kutitaurirwa kuti muri dunhu ripi?
Ndiri muno muHarare ino muno.
Muri muHarare. Aiwa, maita basa mukoma general.
Nendiwo muve nenguva yakanaka.
Thank you. He's saying I think during elections ZANU-PF promised 2 million jobs and instead what people are getting is job losses, not job creation. So he's urging the opposition parties to at least unite on this cause and fight as one voice to make sure that workers are protected. And I think Maridadi is one of the opposition people in the in parliament, and I heard what this caller said. Maybe we'll give him a chance later to respond to that.
Now, let's get back to Mr. Dongozi. I think you are still on the line. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm calling.
Right, Mr. Dongozi, you heard Mr. Mahlomakulu and Mr. Maridadi saying all this is because of, you know, the economy. The economy is not performing well. We can think of, you know, the digitalization program, all those things. But nothing may work because the economy is almost collapsing. So what is your reaction to that?
Well, one thing for sure is that if people are able to create good content, whether it's television or radio, people will be able to sustain themselves. There are a lot of organizations. There will be a lot of competition for good content. But however, back to the economy, it is true partly in the sense that the employers, and by employers I mean government, because government is an employer, are faced with a situation whereby do they sustain jobs that do not generate income, or do they just sustain jobs, say in the case of the NRS, where people have been unpaid for the past 2 or 3 years, I don't know how long that is, which may actually ultimately result in the closure or collapse of the companies, affected. And therefore, you have a case 22 situation whereby the economy certainly plays a role in that. But that's not to say those in business or the employers were not aware of what was happening or developing. We warned about this so many years, I should say, ago, when organizations, particularly media organizations, started staggering salaries, started reducing allowances and doing all sorts of chicaneries. And that, for me, then starts talking to issues of business models. What sort of business models are we pursuing in Zimbabwe, given the kind of economic environment that we have? Certainly, you, Gibbs, I remember during the time that you were a journalist in Zimbabwe, you would find that, say, for an assignment, there would be the journalist, there would be the driver, there would be the photographer, and so on. And this has been allowed to continue without people being taught the requisite skills. So, for example, when issues to do with going on assignment are brought up, you find that people have to be taught how to multi-skill. In this day and age, you can be having a driver and a photographer, and so that's what I was talking about. That people then have to be taught skills to say, I can do most, if not all, the things that are required while going on assignment. Just a quick example. Many years ago, we used to have meter readers or something like that. But obviously, that has gone away with technology and stuff like that. And so, therefore, that speaks a lot to the foolishness or failure to adapt by business and government as employers in this environment where they are changing technology. So, certainly,
yeah. 10 seconds. In just 10 seconds, wrap up. Yes. You can say your 10 seconds, last words there.
Yeah, this is just madness. And it's a class war, it's a class situation, which is why, for example, you find government and employers agreeing for the first time in in one of the few times, you know, government and employers are agreeing. That's nonsense.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mr.
Stay on the line. Well, he's talking about technology and all that, but in most developed countries, that technology is also costing workers their jobs.
The internet.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
Tina Rumbidzai, variku Zimbabwe, magadi.
Tibet, magadiyo.
Ndimai, ndimuzvare, ndiani apa?
Ya, ndinonzi Rumbidzai, maunde.
Ndimuzvare, aiwa maita basa, mapinda pachirongwa. Muda kusarudza rurimi rwupi, chirungu kana chizezuru?
Ndotaura nechishona zvangu kuti ndinyatsoburike mapoints angu zvakanaka.
Taurai tinzwe.
Inini ndiri kuona kuti nyaya yekuti vanhu vari kushaya mabasa kwavari kuita zviri kukonzera especially vanasikana vedu vanenge vadzingwa mabasa kuti vazoenda kuchihure. Ende izvi chihure zvacho zvinenge zvichikonzeresa HIV and AIDS. Zvandiri kutaura izvi zviri kutoitika kwandiri kugara. And the other thing zviri kukonzeresa domestic violence. Baba vanenge vadzingwa kubasa kwavadzingwa uku vakuya vakupedzera stress dzose pamukadzi nekuti havakuziva kuti havachakwanisi kusupporta the family and the kids. Saka I really think kuti something must be done panyaya dzevanhu vari kudzingwa mabasa because kana wadzinga baba woraitiko mwana wechikoro ada kuenda kuchikoro renti da kubhadharwa inini mukadzi mukadzi ndichararama nei nekuti baba ndovanga vachitibatsira saka zvakutotikonzeresa kuti inini nababa tigare tichirovana each and every day takuroverana nyaya dzisina nebasa rese. We are causing domestic violence of which that is not right. We should have at least this, there should be something chinota kuti tigare tiri vanhu vanogara zvakanaka but kana this pasisina chekuti baba vanorarama nacho amai I can survive. Zvakutongoreva kuti tese tava kutoparara.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's a very good observation, hanzvadzi yamaita yekuti mumba makashayika chekubata kazhinji munoitwa mhirizhonga violence, domestic violence inokwira.
Yes, and the other thing zvakutokonzeresa kuti mabasa acho hanisi hakuna isu vanasikana vedu they are not forced to get into marriages at not ma early marriages because vakuti kumba kwedu kurufana kunge kune chikafu saka ndikatororwa zvangu kazvitori nani ndirorwe ndarorwa inini I can support the family saka tatova neissue yeearly marriage yatovepapa nyaya dzekushayikwa mabasa dzakutokonzeresa maearly marriages of which that is not right. Mwana wemusikana ane right yekumboprocedawo nelife yake achiita something but because of nyaya yekushayikwa kwemabasa is forced kunge atopinda marriage iri unplanned.
Thank you so much. Maita basa hanzvadzi.
Thank you so much.
Okay, I think we can go to Mr.
Oh, maybe before that, we are told that Foster Tongozi wants to go.
Oh, okay.
We had promised that only 5 minutes and then you'd leave.
That's okay.
So, Mr. Tongozi, are you on the line? We are told by our producer that he has actually jumped into his car. He's on his way to Harare.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, thank you so much, Mr. Tongozi. I know that you are listening right now and you are on your way to Harare. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, proceed with the caller.
Yeah, I was done with the caller, but you have another caller before I go to Mr. Maridad.
Yes, or maybe what we can do, let's go first to Mr. Metlo Makulu, and then we go to Mr. James Maridad, and then a caller.
The caller.
We hold him a little bit.
Okay.
So, Mr. Metlo Makulu, you heard people saying that, you know, they agree with you, the economy has got a problem. And Mr. Maridad says the real problem is ZANU-PF. You know, ZANU-PF is sticking too much to power, and it's doing nothing. 2 million jobs. I know it to be found. Your reaction to that, 1 minute.
Well, I think it again boils down to the economy, irrespective of who the architect of the problem is. If you look at public sector in particular, if you look at what transpired at Air Zimbabwe and the National Railways of Zimbabwe, which also suffered job losses in the past week, recall that Air Zimbabwe was not operating for a number of months. There was not a single Air Zimbabwe flight in the air. So Zimbabwe was not generating income, but at the same time, Zimbabwe was employing close to 1,000, if not more, employees that continued to be on their payroll. Mm-hmm. And the salary obligations continue to accrue to Zimbabwe. If you look at National Railways, it's the same situation in terms of there's very few goods and services that are being that are moving on our rail. Mm-hmm. And you also see this in across the spectrum in terms of the public sector. And there was also need in this particular, especially in the public sector, mm-hmm. to realign the staff levels to the realities on the ground, to the financial and economic realities that are obtaining within this particular sector. Mm-hmm. So there was need to do that. But what prevented that from happening was the inflexibility in our labor laws to allow restructuring that. Unfortunately, and this is not what people want. Unfortunately, it might lead to job losses, and that's what we are seeing. And what the private sector has also done is that a number of private sector companies mm-hmm. have found themselves in this particular situation, and they've taken advantage of the court ruling to then try to right size and try to restructure their balance mm-hmm. and be able to move forward.
Thank you very much, Mr. Maradade. Your reaction to that? So is shifting the blame to other people, not ZANU-PF? Your action, please.
Well, I think, look, ZANU-PF is running the government, mm-hmm. and ZANU-PF presented us with a manifesto before the elections in 2013, mm-hmm. which promised 2 million jobs. The conditions that existed politically, the conditions that existed in terms of the economy, mm-hmm. and the conditions that existed in terms of international relations are the same. What mm-hmm. has changed now? I think people of Zimbabwe reserve the right to take this government to court, and they win in court. Because mm-hmm. You promised 2 million jobs, but what you are doing now is dismissing people from jobs. I think we could talk about people being dismissed and everything else until we turn blue in the face, until the cows come home. But the fact of the matter remains, President Mugabe is unable to run this country. He's mm-hmm. unable to run an economy. He's unable to run a modern economy, a modern state, and he must do the right thing. At 91, he has had his run. He's tired. He must go. That is that's the only sensible thing to do. I think what we're doing here is that we're dealing with symptoms. Let's go to the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem is a 91-year-old man who is not able to run a country. That is the root cause of the problem. We can talk about everything else. We can talk about everything else. As long as President Mugabe remains the constant, because everything else ever since 1980 has changed. Ministers have changed. Government departments have changed. Political parties have changed. Opposition parties have changed. We have remained with one constant, the president. And his name is Robert Mugabe. What it means is that he must do the right thing and say, gentlemen, here I am. I'm unable to run this modern economy. I'm unable to transform this economy. And please, let me pass on the baton to somebody else. It could be even the president from ZANU-PF. It could be somebody from the streets. I'm not worried about who takes over. As long as it is somebody else, whoever it is, he will not be as bad as it is now. I mean, that's my take. I will not talk about anything else. I will not talk about the law. I will not talk about the economy. I will talk about the leadership. Because what happens in the country is a reaction to the leadership policies. It's a reaction to policies that are put in place by the ruling party. And the policies that are put in place by the ruling party are emanating from the person in charge of that party. The person in charge of the party is President Mugabe.
So 10 seconds, Mr. Maradade.
Everything that is happening in this country, the blame should be put squarely, they should rest squarely on the shoulders of the person who is running
this
country.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you. Yes. Thank you very much, and stay on the line. So I think we are as well along for it. Mm-hmm. President, ukhona phuhlezi ikhongani kule nkinga khona.
Yes.
Siyabuyela futhi Baba Mlondo khona ngapho eBotswana, lawe Baba Desire khona ngapho South Africa. Bambana ucingo sibilinga ikhatshana. So we wish to say goodbye to our radio listeners as we are now streaming live at www.voazimbabwe.com. For our guests, Mr. Washington Mehlo Makhulu and Mr. James Maradade, please stay on the line. Do you have a caller there?
No, we don't have a caller, but we just make sure that we urge them to continue calling, even though we are now streaming live.
That's right. So this is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.